All right, folks, let's see how long this one lasts, huh? Anybody get a kick out of what happened yesterday during the live stream, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I did, because the truth meter went off the charts yesterday, and someone got a phone call in the deep state, in the deep in the heart of the Mediterranean, to cut my feed right in the middle of it, right? All right, folks, this is Joe Briano coming at you again. And today we're going to talk about the controlled opposition, weapon systems work, the frequencies they use, and how to protect yourself from these weapon systems. And they cut me off in the middle of my feed, and BitChute blocks my upload, Facebook blocks my upload, YouTube bans the video. And we got these circus clowns like Dr. Batar and Dr. Shiva running around, talking about how we need to protect ourselves against viruses, and basically bolstering the existence of this fraud called viruses, folks. That's right. This is Joe Briano, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. And I'm going to give it just a couple of minutes to make sure the audience is intact here today. Hopefully, we don't have the hacksaw to my head again today like we did yesterday when I was hitting all the points, right? I want you to listen closely to the rhetoric of Dr. Batar as he machine gun fires all of these points that we've talked about for years but are not relevant to what we face right now, folks. The bottom line is Dr. Batar has been appointed to lead the Pied Piper coalition right into the hands of the enemy. Dr. Batar will tell you that Ebola is real, that viruses are real. He will tell you that we need to protect our immune system. I don't disagree with having a good immune system, folks, but here's the deal. The virus trumps and takes precedent over every component of our life. And it's always going to come down to the virus versus our rights, and the virus will always win. Well, folks, there is no virus, and that's the point. But Dr. Shiva is going to tell you that we need to protect ourselves and in our immune system against the virus. Neither of these people are going to tell the truth because, number one, they're both medical doctors. That should tell you something right there. How are you supposed to be liberated from medical tyranny by doctors? Man, you people need to wake up. Seriously. Did you hear what I just said? How are we supposed to be liberated from the implementation of medical tyranny and medical martial law by doctors? Think about it for just a minute. Folks, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it. Dr. Shiva and Dr. Batar will never talk about the 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi systems that are going to be brought into your homes that are going to beamform oxygen-depriving frequencies onto your face that are being driven and targeted by wearable devices. Dr. Batar laughably talks about how social distancing is so the satellites can find out whether it's 1 or 10 people in a group, right? So Dr. Batar is talking about satellites. Oh, man. And then he's talking about social distancing to make sure we don't congregate. No, social distancing is so the beamforming millimeter wave systems can pick you off without getting interfered with by somebody's head or arm or pinky. These guys won't talk about the truth, folks, because they've been put there and the algorithms promote their nonsense, and you're sucking it down like a tequila popper in a Tijuana nightclub on your 21st birthday, right? No! Look, folks, they cut me right in the middle of it yesterday. I've got the feed. I've got the feed, and look, Batar talks about the controlled opposition's mantra. Let me tell you what the controlled opposition is talking about. 5G, folks. The talking points on 5G that are allowed by the controlled opposition is that it suppresses your immune system. That's the point that the controlled opposition, that the cabal is pushing. Very simply stated, folks, they never expected 5G to be a discussion when it comes to illness. Everything was supposed to be a virus. All the movies talked about nothing but viruses being responsible for illness. All the movies, the predictive programming, the on-the-job training manuals, the on-the-job training videos for us, the on-the-job training videos for the medical professionals, the on-the-job training videos for all of the government officials is being put together by the media and was put together by the same people that control the media in all these movies. And every single one of these movies was virus, medicine, treatment, and vaccine. Virus, medication, vaccine. Virus, medication, vaccine. Problem, reaction, solution. Rinse and repeat, right? Contagion, pandemic, outbreak, whatever. And they talk about the virus. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pitar talks about how Ebola is real. Ebola is not real. Ebola is nothing more than a bunch of Africans getting hit with microwave beams and they end up bleeding out of their orifices and they blame some boogeyman virus. Folks, that's the con. There is no virus. And they're going to induce symptoms in the United States. And 5G is not about suppressing your immune system, folks. 5G is going to have directed energy weapons broadcasting at 60 gigahertz that are going to block your oxygen uptake in your homes by the Y-Gig devices, the 802.11 AD systems that broadcast at 60 gigahertz. And those are the ones that will beamform and lock onto your mouth and your nose and block your oxygen. And that's how they're going to get their respiratory distress symptoms. Dr. Pitar and Dr. Shiva are assets, folks. They won't talk about this. Everybody knows things suppress your immune system. Folks, smoking dope suppresses your immune system, for crying out loud. So does drinking alcohol. So does eating hot dogs. So does staying up late, having sex with your wife. All these things do. Here's the deal, folks. We cannot let them continue to prove the existence of this fake virus by allowing for the truth about what's going to cause the symptoms to be ignored. Dr. Pitar knows better. Dr. Shiva knows better. He claims he doesn't know anything about this. The heck he doesn't. They all do. I'm being told, hey, Joe, why don't you reach out to these people? Folks, 2.5 years ago, I was telling you Trump was pushing this 5G stuff, and everybody says he doesn't know. Are you freaking kidding me? These guys know. Why do you think they've been given their talking points and all kinds of airtime and all kinds? I can't even get 20 words out to take the hacksaw out of my feed, for crying out loud, folks. And these guys are getting the red carpet treatment with caviar on the side, right? Because they're part of the problem. They are pushing the lie of the existence of the virus. And so now they're using words like Minutemen and revolution and truth and winning. Listen, folks, round two is coming. When they go live, once they have all the antennas put in place for the six transmission systems, you're going to see people dying left and right and getting very sick, especially in the schools. And the government's going to come back and say, I told you so. I told you. You didn't listen to us. You didn't listen to us about your lockdown and your social distancing. And now you can't even go into a grocery store. We have to close all the meat plants and everything because this so-called virus is killing everybody now because you let it get out of hand because you wouldn't stay locked in your houses and you wouldn't stay away from everybody and you demanded to go to all these places and hang out and break our social distancing rules. And look what happened. The virus came back mutated and it killed more people. No, folks, that's when they turn on the electromagnetic frequencies at a specific frequency that will knock your oxygen out. 5G is not just immunosuppressive, folks. That's a con. That's a whitewash. That's a broad brush approach to a very specific problem. That's like saying that the highways are deadly, not specifying what kills you on the highway and what stretch of highway has the highest fatality rate. I'll tell you right now, the most deadly stretch of highway in the United States is the 15 freeway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And the number one cause of fatal automobile accidents on that stretch of highway is people being jacked up on blow and weed and liquor coming home from Vegas after staying up for 3 days, blowing their brains out with hookers and drugs and gambling, and then they fall asleep and they cross the median or they lose control of their car and they kill you. And the specific cause of death in that case is inebriated morons that lose consciousness. Well, the danger of 5G is not a broad brush problem, folks. It's not just suppressing our immune system. It's a beam-forming, weaponized, oxygen-attacking system that these moronic jackass douchebags, Shiva and Batar, won't talk about. But they'll sit there and yell at you and act like they're on your side. Don't kid yourself, folks. Saintly and calm. On a live stream, and I lay all the points out, and kaboom, right? Then it won't upload anywhere because whoever got the phone call to cut also made the phone calls to the other media outlets not to let my stuff go up. And lo and behold, it ain't going up, right? I still have the link. I've got the raw feed. I'll get it up somehow. But my point is, these circus clowns can be interviewed all day long and act like they're fighting Fauci and giving us all this QAnon crap. Folks, they're gonna have round two and they're gonna lock us down like nobody's business when this stuff goes live. When they turn on these frequencies, when they get you to bring in these wide gig systems in your home, when you have 60 gigahertz millimeter wave beamforming systems beaming at your nose and mouth because you got AirPods on, or you got Bluetooth on your head that can track onto you and lock onto your head, and then you start having difficulty breathing and you start having all these symptoms and they rush you to the hospital and you get that a bag and tag diagnosis of COVID-20 or whatever they're going to call it. Think about it, folks. That is how, and it ain't going to be from a virus. It's going to be from an electromagnetic attack that they're going to blame on a virus. Do you hear these people talking about this? No. They'll talk about glyphosate. They'll talk about, not being healthy. Look, folks, I talked about all that stuff. But right now, we're not facing an attack of Roundup on us. We're facing the deployment of specifically designed, honed, and strategically placed electromagnetic weaponry at specific frequencies to induce specific biological systems that are designed to mimic what is going to be called a viral epidemic. And that's the fact, folks, that they won't talk about. How can you expect to be liberated from the jail when you're pleading with the guard who's got you locked in there? The medical doctors are all in on this, folks. And it's amazing. I heard Dr. Batar yelling and screaming about how part of the problem. Well, boy, is that guy projecting. Right? He's full of crap, folks. He's leading you down a path that does not have a solution. Let me tell you, the only way we're going to win this is when we expose the facts that they're going to induce illness, specific symptoms with their 5G systems. All right? And when we expose the fact that there is no such thing as a virus that can give you Ebola or AIDS. IV. It's all a hoax, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fraud. Virology is a fraud. You really think the Spanish flu was caused by a virus? These guys were getting electrocuted and being hit with scalar waves, some sort of crazy Tesla technology back then, that was making the oxygen bubble out of their skin, bleed from their ears and eyes, and they were turning black within 4 hours, where they couldn't even tell the difference between a Caucasian and an African American. They were being fried electromagnetically back then, folks. They were... Look. Virus, smires. Here's the deal. Right now, this COVID-19 is nothing more than a psychological warfare operation and a military operation that is a live exercise for when they go live with the real electromagnetic attack. And the frequency bands are going to be at the 60 gigahertz level, folks. And those things only work when they're up close and they have a line of sight shot at you. And they'll be able to beamform like a laser beam, lock onto your nose and mouth, and block the oxygen from being absorbed by your hemoglobin by altering the structure of the oxygen so it can't be uptaken. All right, I'm going to keep that simple. You can't tell me these guys don't know about this, folks. They know about it. They just won't talk about it. You know, I remember years ago when I was sitting at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. And when I became a Christian, I started going to Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa and listening to Chuck Smith. And I remember, I've been through the Bible, I don't know, at least five or six times, the entire thing, about five or six times my whole life. And I literally had read, I don't know, close to 100 to 200 books, maybe more, on all kinds of eschatology and prophecy and interpretations and concordances and everything else. And I'll never forget when Chuck Smith was trying to explain the 70th week of Daniel being in the future. And I sat there and looked at my wife as he was stumbling and fumbling and really, you know, that's when I knew, like, wait a minute, this guy is not being consistent here, and he's falling apart. His explanation is not making sense. You know, Batard does that when he starts talking about what's going on with the 5G. All he'll start yelling about is your immune system. Then he'll talk about frequencies. He'll mention frequencies, right? He'll talk about the toxicology report that was done on microwaves. He doesn't mention the report on millimeter waves and the biological effect. He doesn't mention 60 gigahertz and oxygen molecule disruption. He won't talk about that. He goes through it really fast, acting like he's talking about it, but he doesn't give you specific directions on how to protect yourself. The guy is a circus clown stooge, folks. Look at him. Listen to him. Listen to what he says. And more importantly, listen to what he doesn't say. The way we win this is we don't bring 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi into our homes. We don't wear wearables on our heads that they can triangulate onto and knock us out with. And we don't promote the lies of the mainstream circus clowns. I feel like we're back to Pelosi and Trump again, you know? And now RFK's in it. Look, this Batard guy claims he's friends with Del Bigtree. What does that tell you? That tells you everything you need to know. These guys are all in the jacuzzi, right? We still up? Look, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, bash Fauci and Gates all the time. We know who they are. They're monsters. But they have their... The virus is God. And anybody that will sit there and tell you that the viruses are real is basically worshiping this false God. And the way this God gets its power is going to be in the future when it gets its bodies. And they're going to kill people with these electromagnetic frequencies. And they're going to blame the virus. If we can expose by not weaponizing your homes, if the deaths are preventable by not wearing wearables that will triangulate your orifices so they can't lock onto you, making people sick, and find the common denominator in the illness in the future, say, yeah, this guy was wearing those things, this guy had this in his house, this happened in a school that had it installed already, then their false god falls off of the altar. But right now we got people like Shiva and Batar, and it sounds like these CERN creations, right? They got these names like these CERN demonic gods or something that they've thrown at us. You know, I think it's odd that we've got these two going in tandem right now, but it's not surprising. You see, folks, they were never supposed to have a discussion on these electromagnetic systems making us sick. Everything was always supposed to stay focused on viruses making you sick, on viruses causing the illness, and on the solution being found in allopathic medicines, drugs that cure the infection, and of course the vaccine that prevents the infection. Look, folks, we know what's going on right now. every time I hear the news, I don't watch television, but I will turn on a radio here and there, and no matter what station you turn on the AM dial, they've all got the same stories running at the same time. So I literally spend about 3 minutes a day listening to the news. And it's these ridiculously low death counts in the United States that they're blaming on this so-called COVID-19 thing. Folks, they're faking the deaths right now. The people that are dying from other stuff. They're just labeling them COVID-19. I mean, it's like COVID-19 is like, this guy came in with dirty underwear, so that's what killed him, even though he just had his carotid artery severed in a car accident. He died of dirty disease because he had dirty underwear when he came in. That's what this is like. They're just calling everybody dirty underwear deaths because they got dirty underwear. And, you could die of a heart attack, a stroke, or a cocaine overdose, and it's dirty underwear disease, right? That's how it's operating. Folks, we lose 8,000 people a day in the United States in general on a daily basis, 365 days a year, 24/7. We lose 8,000 people a day at least. We ain't got the bodies. Thank God there are no people dying because they don't have the stuff turned on yet. The antennas aren't up. They're putting them up. That's why you have everywhere laying the fiber optic backbone for the weapons grid. And we're already hearing, 5G is compromising your immune systems. Folks, I'll be honest with you. Cell towers, they're bad, but they're not nearly as bad as the Wi-Fi in your house. They're not nearly as bad as the blue light coming off your television. They're not nearly as bad as the sunglasses you're wearing all the time. They're not nearly as bad as that electric car you're driving. They're not nearly as bad as all the sugar in your diet. They're not nearly as bad as that Frappuccino Macchiato Latte that you're sucking down that's turning you into somebody that is unrecognizable in this lockdown. I might as well say this, folks. If you're not specific about the weapon, you might as well not talk about it. You know, it's like years ago when I was talking about the infertility pads and how they sterilize children, I went into specific detail about specific subcellular components that are involved in the human fertilization process being interfered with certain components of radio frequency emissions. And I specified the frequencies, I specified the subcellular component, I specified the mechanism. I didn't generalize or broad brush it, and I provided a solution. Here's the deal. The reason they have these iPads in the schools is so little kids can keep them on their laps right in contact with their ovaries, so that the young girl's eggs would be damaged by that slot antenna on the infertility pad, beaming 2.4 and 5 gigahertz radio frequency emissions right through the skin, right through the abdomen, and right to the human eggs that are still developing in these young girls. So it morphologically changes the smooth endoplasmic reticulum and makes the egg unfertilizable by destroying the subcellular component that runs the zona reaction that makes sure only one sperm gets in at fertilization. I specified the frequency, I specified the application of the frequency, I specified the weapon, I specified where the weapon was deployed. I have links to studies on my website that show what happens when you irradiate rats with that frequency on their abdomen and what happens to the ovarian reserves of rats. I was very specific then. How many of these scumbag medical doctors would come out and defend these young girls in the schools? Not one of them. Not one of these people in the Environmental Health Trust. Not one of these people in any of these anti-supposed 5G or wireless groups would ever discuss the Apple's corporate headquarters landscape architecture plans that lay out the sterilization plans for children in the schools. But yet it's been on wifidangers.com for over 7 years. And I have talked about this at length for how long, ladies and gentlemen? Wifidangers.com is an expose of what the current microwave systems do to children. On the fullertoninformer.com, you can see all kinds of articles I did on what the radar at the tennis matches was doing to the tennis players, giving them brain tumors, what the radar was doing to the baseball players behind home plate and the umpires and the pitchers, giving them brain tumors. Folks, I've covered this for years. Specifically, I cover specific facts and I expound on them. And then we get these control opposition hacks that start making general statements, proving nothing, not having any surgical approach to outing the fraud. So now we're faced with this deployment of 5G, this fifth generation wireless, which was never supposed to be a suspect in any type of illness, which has now become a suspect in all the illness, way ahead of the illness even arriving, because we have done such a good job of exposing 5G and the millimeter wave problem that the controllers have had to roll out their circus clowns, like Alex Jones used to roll out his circus clowns, to try to control the narrative and get people's eye off the ball. And they've erected these two gatekeepers to get everybody in an uproar over things that are not specific without specific solutions. That's right. Yes, Dr. Batar is controlled opposition. Absolutely. Let me tell you how you know this. Listen to what he says. Compare it to what I tell you. What is the solution to win this, folks? Well, is writing your congressman going to do any good? No, because the virus always wins. The virus is all powerful. Is writing your assemblyman or governor or the president going to help? No, because the virus is all powerful and it has the potential to mutate and it can be a shape-shifting lizard, for crying out loud, right? Listen, folks, the way to beat this is to expose the fact of viruses are not the cause of illness. They don't exist the way we're being told. The whole medical system's a fraud, folks. All right? No, he doesn't speak truth, okay? He is like a block of rat poison, folks. He's got peanut butter and some nut flavor in it, and then the poison bill comes because he doesn't tell you the truth about how this agenda is going to go. The agenda, ladies and gentlemen, is as follows. Right now, we're in a live exercise. Everything is being prepared for a future live event with mass casualties. These mass casualties are going to be produced by an electromagnetic attack coming from the infrastructure that is being rolled out as we speak. It's not here yet, but it's coming. You understand me? And by the way, anybody's got a screen recorder, hope you've been recording this as it's going right now, because we're going to keep going here. Right now, we're in a live exercise. This has been planned. I mean, you can look back to October when, Gates and all those creeps were getting ready to go live with their exercise. We're in it now. Everything has been mobilized. Everything's been deployed. And they're winding down the economy. And they're going to use a contagion, a pathogen, an outbreak to lock us down, and they're going to have a bunch of dead people to do it. And they're going to kill those people with electromagnetic frequency weapons, specifically millimeter waves, specifically 60 gigahertz, specifically Y-gig that's going to be brought into your homes, specifically 802.11 AD-enabled devices that have the 60 gigahertz chips in them that can broadcast on the oxygen molecule absorption spectrum. That will cause people to have massive problems breathing and will be rushed to the hospital, and they will be diagnosed with the new virus that's coming out, right? Right? 5G is not something that suppresses your immune system, folks. 5G is a directed energy weapon to take your breath away and to mimic the symptoms that they're going to blame on this outbreak that's coming, that's going to kill people. How do you protect yourself? The millimeter waves do not penetrate walls. They don't go into your house. The millimeter waves have to be brought into your house. You have to bring a upgraded Wi-Fi system in your house. If the Wi-Fi system you have says 802.11 AD, let me repeat that, 802.11 AD on the back of your Wi-Fi router, you better get the heck out of your house right now. I'm telling you right now, I'm saving lives right now, folks. You got to listen to me. These circus clowns are not telling you about the weapons. Not one of these jackasses is telling you about the weaponized Wi-Fi for your house. Do you understand me? Dr. Shiva and Dr. Batar are not talking about the weapons that they want, to bring into your house. Dr. Shiva and Dr. Batar are assets of the cabal that are getting you to focus on waving your flag as they reopen the cantina, folks. No, what's going on is they're rolling out weapons you're going to bring into your house. It's called weaponized Wi-Fi. Do you understand me? 802.11 AD. Those are the magic numbers on devices that you don't want in your house. Here's the deal, folks. They can't get you inside your house unless you bring the weapon in. Now, when you're outside, if those towers are on and they've got millimeter wave antennas on, they cannot lock onto you unless you have the AirPods where they can triangulate and they can lock that beam forming 60 gigahertz radio frequency beam onto your face to block the oxygen from being absorbed by your hemoglobin. Get the likes up right now, folks. Yes, 802.11 AD. That's the label for the weaponry. 802.11 AD is the 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi. 802.11 AD is the 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi. Do not bring it in your house. Go to your school district and talk to the superintendent and demand to inspect the Wi-Fi systems in the schools and see if they are weaponized. I have the facts, folks. I'm putting them out there. That's why I'm not invited on all these media interviews, and I don't get to go to the happy parties with these con men and these controlled opposition agents. That's right. That's right. They took the stream down yesterday. A guy in the deep state's asleep right now, right? So I'm not going to tell you we don't have a problem, folks. They're taking away our right to assemble. They're taking away our right to grow food and feed ourselves. But it's all based on a pretense, based on a lie that's being bolstered by these circus clown controlled opposition agents, because they don't come out and say there is no such thing as a virus. They play into the mantra. They play into the con. They bolster the con. They lay prostrate at the feet of the virus and say, we've got to protect our immune systems against the virus. No, folks. We've got to expose that there is no virus. And we've got to expose the weapons so we don't end up with the symptoms that they can blame on the virus as a pretext to lock us down and jack us all up with vaccines. AD is the code for the weaponry on the weaponized Wi-Fi. They've got 2.4 gigahertz, 5 gigahertz, 6 gigahertz, and 60 gigahertz going into these access points. 2.4 gigahertz is the frequency at which the maximum dielectric loss of water begins. Why are we messing with water molecules with Wi-Fi? Well, 6 gigahertz is the absorption spectrum of iodine. 60 gigahertz is the absorption spectrum of oxygen. Let me ask you a question. How come these moronic doctors that are supposedly so educated and know everything, how come they're not talking about how the Wi-Fi systems that they want you to bring into your house are weaponized with the frequency interference systems that will mess up your iodine uptake and your oxygen uptake? Why? I'll tell you why. Because they don't want it. They don't. How it works is this, folks. It's called a red herring, okay? The shark, all of a sudden, he's looking over here at the school of herring he wants to chow down on. And then he sees a red one over here, and he goes and looks at that. And all of a sudden, the whole school disappears and gets away. These guys are red herrings. They want everybody to listen to them. They're being produced. They got producers. They got promoters. YouTube's pushing them left and right. Millions of views. Making the circuit on the interview circuit. Talking about everything but what I just told you. You right? You understand me? You can talk about depopulation all you want. You can talk about government overreach all you want. And you can talk about protesting all you want. But unless you take down the fake god called the virus, you are not going to win this. All right? You see, folks, the truth is Jesus Christ is the way. And when you have Jesus Christ, you have the truth. And these people do not have Jesus Christ. They don't tell the truth, folks. They're deceivers. And, you know, it's really hard because I try to reach people and I'm being called divisive. And, you know, to be honest with you, folks, I've always attacked these people that are in the controlled opposition because they do know better. And they don't care. They have been sold out. I remember in the very beginning when Trump got elected, everybody was coming down so hard on me because I was getting all over Trump for promoting 5G and courting the controlled opposition circus clowns, Del Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right? Those two guys, their entire purpose in their activism was to hide Section 13 of the vaccine insert from the public. And the Vaxxed movie and the Vaxxed 2 movie and all the people they work with have done everything in their power to hide the following statement. In Section 13 of the vaccine inserts, it states that the vaccines have not been tested for mutagenic potential, carcinogenic potential, or impairment of fertility. Every single vaccine insert says that. And you can go to vaxdangers.com and look at the vaccine inserts, and I have them in a PDF form. You can find every single one of those, and you can do your own homework and prove me wrong, right? Del Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. were always talking about mercury and you know, potassium sorbate and aluminum and everything else. They would never talk about Section 13 of the vaccine inserts. They would never put Section 13 on a billboard or on a vax bus. Instead, they got you, you know, signing the name of your messed up children on the thing, right? Do you understand me? This is how they operate, folks. We've got to bring people out of the fire. We've got to bring people out of the cloud. We've got to bring people out of the darkness. We've got to bring people out of the fog. These guys are fog banks, folks. They get you in this daze and they give you just enough hope to rally you up and lip service, but don't deliver precise, factual exposés on what we face and present the solutions. And Batar is buds with Bigtree. What more do I need to tell you? Del Bigtree has always pushed for what? A safer vaccine. And this Batar guy is saying, we can't have vaccines? Well, guess what? As long as you're telling us there's a virus, you're going to have vaccines, folks. Do you understand me? Vaccines are fraud, but the vaccines themselves are not the fraud, folks. The principles of virology and the con of virology is the fraud. Viruses are part of your immune system. Viruses are piezoelectric repair crews and cleanup crews that show up to the of a cellular distress, mitochondrial distress. When your cell, when you get hit with too much glyphosate ding dongs or Jose Cuervo, and you stay up for 3 days in Vegas, you know, blowing 3 weeks' pay on the craps table, you know, hanging out with call girls and drinking vermouth and 7-Up for breakfast. Listen, folks, that's how you get sick. And I'm not talking about it from experience. I'm talking about it from people I see and know who are off the deep end cheating on their wives. And they have immune collapse. They get sick and they come home and they get sick for a couple of days. Well, their cells are in mitochondrial distress. And if you subjected them to one of these PCR tests, these bogus tests that they're using to diagnose coronavirus, this polymerase chain reaction test, They come up positive for anything they want. I'm fine. Because it's like pulling the oil plug out of your oil pan on your car, and it's got that little magnet that's got all the metal shavings in it, because that's what it's designed to do. That's like saying, oh, look, the oil plug's got some shavings on it. This thing's got a bad EGR valve. What? Well, it's got shavings in it. Yeah, those shavings could have come from anything. Somebody could have put something in the crankcase last time they changed the oil. Folks, I'm telling you, these tests that they're using aren't conclusive. And the whole premise of illness that we're being taught is a lie. And the bottom line is, viruses don't make you sick. When you're all jacked up from smoking crack or staying up for 3 days or eating too much Entenmann's and gallons of ice cream every night for a week straight, staying up, binge watching Netflix, you're going to get sick, you're going to get a fever, you're going to throw up, you're going to have diarrhea, and it's not some virus, folks. Your body is shutting down, trying to hit you over the head and saying, stop sticking stuff in my mouth and go to sleep. And so what happens is, your body starts creating and dispatching a repair crew, a cleanup crew, a cable crew, a hazmat crew, a broken glass crew, an electrical crew, everything, right? All these different types of immune components that science likes to call viruses show up at the cellular level. And they happen to be what's called piezoelectric, folks. They're incredible. They have a sugar-coated head and a piezoelectric body. Means when the cell goes into distress, they don't run on electrons, they run on sugar. So it inserts itself with a polysaccharide head, gives a little sugar rush to the cell, and then as the virus itself is contracted by the muscular contractions of breathing and talking and laughing and rolling over in bed, it creates current that gives a defibrillator jump start to the mitochondria, which fires it back up again, folks. You understand? Viruses are not your enemy, folks. They're in your body. These medical doctors, Batar and Shiva, do not explain this. They are part of the controlled opposition. They are part of the problem. I'm not going to contact them. You contact them, and you tell them to start talking about the 60 gigahertz weaponry and see how quickly you're ignored and see how quickly. Go to all their videos and post comments referencing the videos I've done on the weaponized Y-Gig, the weaponized Wi-Fi, the 60 gigahertz, and see what happens. See if they respond to you. The controlled opposition is designed to do two things in this debate. To talk about 5G in the context that it affects your immune system, and that's as far as they go. And they talk about how viruses can be beaten back with a strong immune system. Folks, viruses aren't to be beaten back. Viruses are part of your body, okay? You have to understand what we're up against, folks. They never anticipated any. They never anticipated any reference to electromagnetic attacks in these contagion movies. It was always, once again, virus, medicine, vaccines. Virus, medicine, and vaccines. And that's always been the model, and that's what the on-the-job training videos were supposed to be. And we were never supposed to start looking at that thing with six antennas in the living room as the cause of why you can't breathe. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that is exactly what is going to happen if you bring these Y-Gig Wi-Fi systems in your home. That is exactly what's going to happen to your children in the schools if you send them back in the fall after they've had all summer to upgrade the weaponry. Where's all the likes? Can I take a break here? Can I have everybody push the like button for just a moment, please? Is the like button not working? Come on. There's 2,000 of you watching this right now. Now, if you think I'm wrong about Dr. Shiva and Dr. Batar, you're brainwashed. And you're not being objective, and you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I'll get behind anybody that wants to tell the truth. But these guys...